Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by Almost Free Teeth. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670.
It is unnerving when the quarterback doesn't play well. It's unnerving when Caleb Williams does not have a good game. From the 847. Grody, you are such a Debbie Downer on a Victory Monday. Can you just celebrate the 4-game win streak and on Tuesday tell us how bad Caleb was? We're not here to do pep rallies, okay? This is big market Chicago Bears radio here we're talking about.
It's football, mister.
We all know in Chicago how fun it is when you're forcing turnovers, when you're getting to the quarterback, and you're doing fun defensive things. We also know in Chicago, unless you're burying your head under the sand, that it's not a sustainable way to live. It is what this franchise has been missing for 100 years.
I understand it's not necessarily back to the drawing board, but there's got to be a lot of things fixed between now and Baltimore.
We're about to meet ball.
I'm sitting here and I can't help but look at how bad Caleb looks.
I'm not hitting the panic button on Caleb, but he's dropping his eyes and I don't like what I see.
Caleb's not interested.
And Caleb was, well, I mean, he was back there.
I think we may have taken the wrong guy.
The sky is falling! The sky is falling!
The sky is falling!
Are you crazy?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score.
Oh, that meatball machine was sobering. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on this Tuesday. And I guess that's a place that unfortunately we've started before. What if I told you the Bears won in adverse conditions thanks to defense, the run game, and grit? But the quarterback might not have played as big of a part as you had hoped. I would tell you you've seen this movie many times. How many times? Close to infinity. But after watching the game against the Saints, thankfully we can discuss this in a way that is a little more jovial and not as angry, because they did win 4 games for the first time since 2018. That was the double doing season where they made the playoffs. But we're also doing this because that's what happened. It's a movie that is no stranger to anybody who's here, but unfortunately, it may not be perfect. I am still at the point in the season, though, Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, where I feel like it's okay to have these wins because they're still wins, and I needed those more than anything.
Absolutely. That's the whole point, right, is the fact that you knew that this was going to take more than just a couple of games for Ben Johnson to figure things out, for these players to acclimate to him and what he's trying to do with a new playbook, with a new defensive coordinator calling plays and Dennis Allen, all that. And if you could pick up some dubs along the way, more power to you. If guys are going to be hurt on other teams and other teams are disappointing, more power to you. Take advantage of everything, because you have been at a disadvantage without your best defensive player all season long.
And there were legitimate things. This is like, there's only one game that I'll call a bad win because of the things that happened within it, is the Raiders game. And the last two, while you can find reasons to nitpick, and we did, and we will, and I am completely good with that, stopping the run, running the football well, playing turnover-style football, which you know isn't necessarily sustainable. But all those other things are things that needed to be fixed, and slowly but surely, in the last 2 weeks, they were. That's why it's so tantalizing that if you can add the quarterback to the mix, and Caleb Williams knows this better than anybody, you got something.
Also, 773 asks, what happened to the mob with pitchforks for Troy Aikman? Well, we're going to address that mob, not the Twitch mob. You can catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. That mob will address at 125 if Josh Giddey gets out of practice on time. But we know sometimes that's not the case for these guys, especially right before the season begins. Josh is at one. Getting back to what you said, Mark, it goes back to the discussion that we all had about the first 25-24 game against the Raiders. You know, how okay were you with them winning that way? And I said, and I'll still stand on this, that I just needed them to win. Yeah, at this point in the season, that was something that they had regressed in so badly previously that that's what I needed to see the most. Frankly, it's what the NFL needs to see the most. Most games in the league are decided, statistically speaking, over 50% by one score, a single score. So in that case, I'm okay with what we were looking at. When the standards get higher, though, when you start to stack these, then you're going to see how you can make improvements. I am okay, similar to how they lost to the Lions when it offended my football sensibilities. I'm okay with seeing the Bears win this way via the ground game and via the defense. I don't think any of us expected the defense, though, to play at this clip. Like, that's the thing. Now you're seeing one unit very much be dominant. And there is some irony here in that you got the offensive head coach, but he hired a gangbuster of a defensive coordinator who's able to do this in a way that is really showing you, I think, his performance and how they're able to at least get the job done.
I always liked the idea of Dennis Allen as the defensive head coach for a first-time head coach in Ben Johnson, and knowing that he could just leave the defense to Dennis Allen and then, you know, observe and do what he has to do as a head coach, but know that there's a perfectly capable guy who's shown that he can run an entire team running your defensive unit, and you have to like what he's schemed up along the way to get here. But, Mark, I think the bigger thing is I don't know that the turnovers – in this number anyway, are sustainable, but this idea that you're getting better at stopping the run now that you've got your players back. Hello, Kyler Gordon. Hello, return of TJ Edwards. I think that's something that they can hang their hat on and be like, hey, we don't have Jalen Johnson, but in the meantime, we're able to make do with what we have in a way that when we play a bad team, which the Saints are a bad team, we will make them look bad offensively. I think that's got to be part of the formula here. I don't expect them to be this good against the two teams they faced. Well, not one of the teams that they faced the first 2 weeks of the season when they talk about facing the Lions, because you've seen what they've done since then. But against the bad teams, just do your job and you'll be okay.
And you're getting better at getting to the quarterback as well. Again, like, these are things that you are seeing. The reason we give Ben Johnson so much credit is because we do see discernible improvement in areas that really sucked to begin the season. Getting to the quarterback, running the football, stopping the run. And if you go and look at all those categories, they're still not great. The turnovers have cleaned up a lot of the Bears' defensive statistics, but they are starting to get better, and that's the real bread and butter. I did say it yesterday, and I'll say it again, that even though we all understand that in a lot of cases turnovers are random, they can come in bunches, they can go away for a lot of games, but at least we know that the Bears are capable of having those types of games, and that can come in handy. Even if they go without forcing a turnover, or getting a takeaway over the next two or three games, if they have zero, we know that they have those games in them, and they could come at an even more important time towards the end of the season when ideally the Bears are fighting for a playoff spot.
Our segment with Raheem Harrison Grody is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I will say this. First of all, a couple things. Number one, that pass rush, I don't know if you guys took those comments personally, but thank you for showing up on Sunday, because I feel like that was the case. Also, Dennis Allen turned his broken heart and turned it into art. That's exactly what I feel like happened with that game plan. Oh, you want to do what to me? Like, I'm the fall guy last year after being named the head coach. I'd spent 15 years with this organization. Watch this. And I think we saw him dial up not just a brilliant game plan, but to the point where people got in people's heads. Like Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon were getting in Spencer Rattler's head. Did you see toward the end of the game, just like you see an offense build off of basics to begin the game, then you see the looks float in, then you see them build off of those looks into different plays and different results, different formations, different pass versus run off of those similar formations. That's what we saw defensively. First, it was like Kyler Gordon sneaking up. No, I'm going to drop back. Then it was Kyler Gordon sneaking up, and then Jaquan Brisker sneaking up together. Now we're going to drop back. Then it's like, no, never mind, blitz, sack. Then it was like, oh, we're going to sneak up together. Watch this. We're still going to roll up another secondary member up in that box. And then we're going to blitz. And then the other one's going to drop back. Interception. Like the way Dennis Allen was able to just outright mess with the Saints offense was pretty brilliant, in my opinion, and risky when you consider how many times they were able to use the secondary as their best blitz option, and then they still forced Spencer Rattler to throw three interceptions. I just loved it. I think the term they used was, the Saints used was Dennis Allen was going to junk up the front, and I frankly think it's a nice little change from the trunk. So that's exactly what we saw in this game.
Wow. So junk up front instead of in the trunk. I prefer my junk to be in the trunk, but that's just a personal preference of mine.
I just like the variance. I think that it's good to mix it up, and that's exactly what we saw was junk up the front.
Well, you say the mixing up. I think that's the important part to look at here is that Dennis Allen, he knew that roster. He knew what the Saints were good at. He knows Spencer Rattler, right? So in his mind, I think he had that game plan drawn up very specifically. I know he didn't want to tell you guys how he felt about playing the Saints, but he was sure. He said, and I want to quote him here, I have a speech. When you say I have a speech,
yeah,
that means since the horn went final, you've been like, all right, my time to shine.
That's some restraint, because as petty as I am, I would have been like, let me tell you about the Saints and what happened.
No, well, he kind of did, though.
He took it and he put it on the field, and he's like, let me let my 11 men tell you about how I feel about your team.
No, but in the speech, did you hear his speech in the locker room afterwards, though? Where he was talking about how, hey, you know, you want to go a place where people want you. So he did not put all of his speaking on the field. He took it to the locker room speech. That was about as big of a dagger as he has thrown since he entered Halas Hall.
He's also right. You do want to go to a place where people
want
you.
Absolutely. Oh, let it out, Dennis.
He's right about that.
We were trying to give him the forum all week to do that. So I applaud Dennis Allen. Let it out. But passive-aggressive, your butt. Go ahead.
He played it the right way, because why would you talk ahead of what's about to happen? Because then you come off as salty, and then like if you lose the game and something horribly goes wrong, now you look like a jerk. But when you just let your play do the talking, be like, now I'm in the locker room. I'm not even saying this to the media. Like, will he talk about that on Thursday? Let's be honest. No. He'll have more deflection to you, the media. But with his boys in the locker room, the guys who will now run through a wall for him, because, yo, results are results. I love it.
Let's listen to it just for reference.
Sometimes you ain't good enough for somewhere else.
That's perfectly fine.
Yes, sir. Hey,
I love being here.
Yes, sir.
I love being with this group of guys.
Yes, sir.
You guys work your damn
yes, sir. Off, right?
But four ain't enough.
Wow, six Bears. Whoa.
Oh, no.
He just got six
That's
Bears.
More. You got to give him more.
He likes being here. I can't give him more. I'm sorry.
No, yes, you absolutely can. He won you that damn game yesterday. So did the run game.
It's six
244
games.
Yards is great.
It's six games. I'm sorry.
Not you jumping back onto the shortness of land in reality out of the ocean. you know, you were in the water for a minute, but you're like, let me get back on this stable ground. It's only been six
but
games.
He's right, man. He's 100% right. And you know, we know it, unfortunately, all too well in media sometimes, whether it's a monetary decision, whether it's a situational one. Like, that, I feel that in my bones. And for him to do what he did, the best revenge is living well. And for him to be able to go out there and get four sacks, number one, which I thought was great on Spencer Rattler, to force three interceptions, four turnovers, man, you told him what's up. That was one of the first things I wrote down. Somebody asked, let's get the Bears notebook back. It's digital now. It's still here. But
no,
I said,
no good.
I said, D.A. took his broken heart and he turned it into art. And that's exactly what we
checked saw. Check me out, Layla. I'm just to keep that going, H-A-R-T. Get it? Heart. A-R-T.
Like the band? Oh,
A-R-T. It's art.
It is.
Right. Wow. Yeah. So I'm just working on things over here.
You
I'm working on things.
That, Grody.
So
you
then the other thing,
that.
Too, that I'm workshopping here, why do you guys keep devaluing my Bears? Do you guys realize how valuable it is to earn a bear? I gave him six Bears.
No.
And you guys are outraged.
I thought maybe you gave him too many. She didn't think you gave him enough.
I didn't think you gave him enough.
So maybe Layla, that's the right amount then. If we
Layla does not realize how valuable. I can't just pick up Bears out of my pocket and just sprinkle them out for everybody.
What is there a Bears Council? Is it like the vampires on Twilight where there's like some group of them and then they decide?
No, he's the jury judge and the executioner from what I can tell.
I workshop it with Dave the Cat. Yeah, he's always very amenable to my
again.
Is there like
Dave
a cutaway to
yes,
Dave
man.
Looking disapprovingly as you're going through it?
There is a disapproving look. There is one that Dave gives me occasionally. Yeah.
But can I get one and a half? Can I get one and a half?
Oh, yeah, I can work with you. See, that's what I appreciate, a little humility on these Bears. Yeah,
I don't need a lot.
That's where you start. You start with one or two. I can't just give every kid, I can't put like four full-size Snickers in your Halloween bucket for every single kid.
Oh, you're giving
kid.
Out the minis, but
right,
only one?
Right. I mean, I've got to be sparing with these Bears.
I don't know. We got to talk this through. Yeah. By the way, that is Mark Grody. You heard Marshall Harris. Our producers today, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. We broadcast live through the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news, is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. As I mentioned, our Twitch chat is up and running, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis man that for us. And then additionally, you can text and call 312-644-6767. Let's address the offense, at least what I thought about the run game, which was outstanding. And also what I heard was the most sense of urgency I've heard out of the Bears quarterback since listening to him with this team. We'll examine it next. Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think overall there's a lot of growth that can be had. It's insane to think that, and we're 4-2, about how much growth we have left, myself included. And we want to hit the ground running at the right time.
This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, and that is an excellent reference by Robbie Triano and Daft Punk. Stronger, better, faster, stronger. Love it.
Wait.
We continue. What?
I thought that was Kanye. Kanye's song.
Kanye remixed it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call a sample, Grody. Yeah.
Indeed. And I'm pretty sure the Daft Punk one is also a sample.
We could ask Adam Amin when he comes in. He knows
we
all
could.
This
he
stuff.
He does. Adam Amin's a man for all seasons, man. He successful DJ. Also, of course, Bulls play-by-play for Fox for baseball and for football. He's in studio with us for two segments at 12:25 to help preview the Bulls season, and Josh Giddey joins us in the 1 o'clock hour. We continue talking about the Bears, though, and I thought that after the game, what I heard was the most urgency out of Caleb Williams when it comes to how he speaks about his game. In fact, it evoked for me what were emotions when I heard Dan Campbell prior to the Bears game in week two say, "We have to win." Like when he said, you know, "We have to." And he said that he didn't say it in even that pointed of a tone. He said it more like, "We have to," you know, as rolling it into just how they felt about the game. Caleb Williams is a cool cat, and I feel like there's no better example than in press conferences. He knows exactly what he needs to say. He knows exactly what not to say. But when he spoke after the game talking about the lack of explosive plays and what he thought about the Bears offense, he spoke with the most urgency I had heard. Let's take a listen.
How do you handle the progress being kind of up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's be linear and just progressively steps forward. How do you deal with step forward, step back?
Yep.
A game like today?
Yeah.
Days like today, I would say, are needed, just in the sense of it gives you a little bit more to be able to look back on something and figure out what. And so that's important. And so you have these moments, and then you get later in the season, and, you know, you may start to have one of these moments, and you get to go back to the feeling, go back to, you know, what was wrong and you know, what you need to figure out early in the season. And so now, you know, we're late in the season. It's like, okay, I remember what it was. I remember, you know, how can I fix it? It's more of a solution based, thing instead of it being like, you know, what's the issue? And so right now we're going to go back. I'm going to go look at the film. I'm going to figure out, and I am going to figure this out, especially with, you know, some of these explosive plays, some of these, you know, mainly talking about the on the run stuff. And I haven't been efficient with those. I haven't been hitting them, and it's frustrating. We're going to figure this out. I'm going to figure it out. When we start hitting on those cylinders where we start having some of these explosive plays, especially, you know, when the play breaks and it turns into our second play, it's going to be, real devastating to the other side. So we're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. And then other than that, it just comes down to the basics, feet, eyes, delivering a good ball to the guys. And then it comes down to, like I said before, communication and make sure everybody's on the same page. And, you know, we're rolling off the ball.
So when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is not just something that means something to him, but I feel like that was the level of determination that I read about in books, like the Seth Wickersham piece, you know, where they go into that, how he talked about wanting to get better. That was a glimpse into, I think, what is normally a very calm Caleb Williams saying that this is something that bothers him. And Mark, you've been in the locker room many times. You know, what were your impressions when you heard that?
Well, I do love the self-awareness. My favorite part about it is, and I'm glad that was the cut that was played, because the last 7 or 8 seconds is like the goods, because he says if he gets it right, the Bears are going to be the offense can be devastating. He used the word devastating, and that was like the second time throughout the press conference he had said that if I get my side right, then this team is going to can be very good. Because it was like, Layla, a light came on for Caleb Williams. Not that he didn't realize that the defense was getting good, but it really came on in that post game. Oh my goodness, if this defense is what I think it might be because of the improvements we've seen in the last 2 weeks, if DeAndre Swift and what the hell, Kyle Manungai continues to run like that, oh my, if I get my part of the game right, he sees it the way all Bears fans have seen it intermittently for the last 30, 40 years. Like, if you just have that guy to quarterback and complement what the defense and the running game is doing, the possibilities are limitless. And I felt like that light came on for Caleb.
What's great to me in this is that you go back to, you mentioned Seth Wickersham's book, and the whole discussion leading into the draft was like, I don't know, the Bears are set up to do the things that I want to do to become one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And I think he had a hard gut check, look in the mirror moment during and after that game, because he realized Ben Johnson has come in, he has set it up, and I mentioned this to Mark yesterday, that was only the second time since he's become the quarterback, 23 games, that the Bears have rushed for 200 yards. They've never rushed for as many yards as they did in that game on Sunday. And now, if you're looking at the running game being there, you're seeing a defense now for a number of games that's just taken the ball away, and now is starting to stop the run even. You have to understand, it's you. It's on some Taylor Swift. Me, I'm the problem. It's me if things go wrong. If they had lost that game, we'd all be saying they lost that game because Caleb Williams didn't play enough.
All right, Robbie, yeah. Do me a favor. Can you escort Mr. Harris down to the B96 area? If we're going to do Taylor Swift, write that down. Somebody please wheel him down
there. No, but I'm being serious.
Wheel?
Yes.
Do you want Lexa Pro too?
I have two good legs now.
Yeah. Well, no, I know, but just I would like you to be wheeled out of here.
I do want to say this, though. You two are both right on something. Number one, let's go back to when Ben Johnson talked about body language, and he was talking about Caleb Williams before the season began. And I wondered about that early interception and where he forces the ball again in double coverage to Roma Dunze. Number one, you want to get better. Stop doing that. Like, there are plays where people are schemed up, and you did it later in the game where people are in single coverage. I love that you love it. I want it to be a thing too. But I think for now, you're going to have to stop doing it because it's not working. This is the NFL, and people jump higher and run faster. Like, that's just something that we have to accept. But it was an early pick. And I wonder, because even though Ben Johnson has said those are not supposed to be important. You know, the EPA is more important than throwing a turnover. We know how Caleb Williams feels about throwing interceptions. And I worry that maybe that got to him, like, during the game. You know, he throws an early pick. And then how much did that affect you later in the game? Did you question yourself in ways that you haven't before necessarily because this is a new offense? He's not wired to take risks like that. That's not typically something that he does. Except the Rome one, I do think he does because he's familiar with it enough. But others, I think maybe throwing an interception is something that affects him still, especially early in a game like that.
I don't think it's necessarily the idea that he threw the interception. It's more so the idea that the Saints were very deliberate in that we're not going to let you beat us with the over-the-top explosive plays. By the way, the defense they played set up, hey, you can run against us, but you can't throw it deep against us. And that might have frustrated him because he wants to show off. He wants to do his thing. Spencer Rattler's out there on the other side.
Yes, very much a mirror for him.
And so he's like, I want to prove that I am not only better than him, but watch me as I destroy this defense. He thought he was going to have more opportunities. He did. And that's why maybe he didn't go with the running play when he had freedom and he just continued to dance in the backfield and make bad decisions as far as when to run and when to throw. I think that's the negative 2 yards rushing, I think, is a sticking point that shows what his mindset was in this game.
Yeah, but we also know like that's definitely a thing, but his running has been pretty good this year. And I think overall, pretty decisive. The best part about all of this with Caleb is, again, it's fixable. And as has been the theme throughout these first two segments, he's self-aware. Like, he is very much telling you exactly what he needs to get better at. He is, you could hear the anger in his voice, like, I will get better. Like, it's almost like he's saying, that ain't me. That is not. It was like Tyreek Stevenson after the first two games, after the Detroit game specifically, where he's like, I'm not putting that on tape. That is not who I am.
Well, and unfortunately, part of it is, you know, Caleb Williams, to a man, does not like to throw interceptions.
No,
like,
he does not throw a lot of them.
He said it, and when he was asked about what he was proud of after that season last year in his rookie year, throwing 20 touchdowns to 6 interceptions was something that he talked about. That was something that was a point of pride for him. So when I consider that amongst all of this, I wonder if throwing that interception early threw him off. Because, again, that is something that is fixable. Nobody's damning him to a certain future here.
No.
Nobody's saying that he's fated to some sort of outcome. But I do think that him having that urgency is a good thing. And the other thing is, too, is it's like, well, if my team is playing well around me, I can't be the weakest link here. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying that's the mindset.
No, I think that specifically, I can't be the weakest link, is what's driving him and fueling him and making him say the things he said in the manner that he said him, said them right after the game. I'm curious to hear from him tomorrow, just because I want to know, as Ben Johnson talked about it yesterday, hey, I just got done talking to Caleb. We just went over all this stuff. I want to know what he took away from the film part of watching that game and what went wrong and the decisions and how he's maybe going to change things. I do think it was a one-off. You're right. He's been running the ball well, Mark. But I think in that game, he got carried away and reverted to some bad habits. But I think also, as opposed to the first season, this season, Ben Johnson's there. Just lean on Ben.
Well, let's hear what Ben Johnson had to say about Caleb Williams' decisiveness in the game.
We just went over those a little while ago, and I feel like there's a few of those that we could have back and maybe make a little bit different decision than what we did in the moment's notice. And so, I mean, that's part of what makes him special as a player. And so you don't want to neuter him. You don't. That's a dangerous road to go down, because he's got this natural ability to feel the pocket and know when to escape and extend. And I think more than anything for us, it's just making sure we're on the same page of the time and the place, the situation for where that Superman cape comes out. And at other times, whether we're running with our legs a little bit more or throwing the ball away, where that needs to come into play.
Oh, it's such a fine line with Caleb Williams. And these are the things that they were saying when Caleb came out, like Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. I know those are dirty words.
What's that?
We're saying the same thing. You got to know when to do the special things. We don't want to take that away from you. Ben Johnson's words, we don't want to neuter you. That's the whole thing. Like right there in a capsule. That's the whole thing in terms of, can Caleb get to be great? Can he be elite? Can he be worthy of being the number one overall quarterback selected a couple of years ago? If he can balance the basics with the special, like that's the whole thing right there with Caleb Williams. And it's a delicate dance that Ben Johnson has to do and the rest of his staff and subsequently Caleb as well.
And I think we have to also ask ourselves when we might expect to see that. You know, that's part of this too. It's not just the if. It's when do you think that actually in this offense, not last year's offense, not whatever you think it might be, when you think that might happen in this year's offense.
We saw it against Dallas to some degree, like we've seen it in games.
Back we saw it against though. Matt Eberflus.
We saw it against the Flus.
back half of the season. Perfect. Though. That's the time. That's what I said before the season.
Well, what I was going to say is let's get into that next, because we're up against a break here. And then also let's check it as what it is right now. 4-2 this year versus this same time last year. So we do that next on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670. This
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gore.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season, and that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. Look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
How dare you, Kevin Kugler? How dare you? That was courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Kugler and Daryl Johnston on the call, and I'll bring up Moose later in this program, because I'm pretty sure Ben Johnson did something to either refer to him or Troy Aikman. In the meantime, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yeah, as much as we look back and as much as we think about, like, say, for example, last week, it was the revenge game to the Fail Mary against the Washington Commanders. This time it is 4-2. Things were so good. Let's flash back to last year when the Bears were 4-2 and they had just gone to London. So then they had a happy flight on the way back from London. They had played the Jaguars, who basically play there now. And Jalen Johnson's sitting up there looking at the TV or the big Jumbotron. And he's like, oh, we have a lead. And it did remind me of what we saw in the shots at the end of the game against the Saints. You know, like, it was just happy team units, happy rooms. Like, Roma Dunze and DJ Moore high-fiving over the win after the game. You can see that on the Bears' social media. Then there's happy linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds are sitting there chatting happily. Kevin Byard's little smiles, you know, after another interception that he had. Everybody's all happy and they're well and good. And that did echo last year's 4-2 start for me. But this had better not end the same way, or else we will all short circuit and my brain will fry itself.
There was a really put yourself back, and I hate to do this to Bears fans, but it was a good time last year. Let's be even more specific.
Marshall was happy because the game was early, and he got to wake up early and have the rest of his day.
Oh, like
that's back.
And did you not look forward to the show? That you're like, yeah, I have my day ahead of me. Like, what were your moods after the game in London last year?
I think the thing was I was overwhelmed with the fact that the game was so early, and it made for a joyous day in Chicago because everyone was in a great, great mood. They had not suffered like the stress of a noon Bears game or a later window game, or heaven forbid, a night game. The game was over. It was a comfortable win. And so everybody was able to live out their Sunday after they got kind of a head start. And I got a workout in, and I was like, oh, tomorrow we're going to talk about this. And I'm going to have to be very real with the people and let them know. All this does is prove that you can beat bad teams. That's all it does.
Well, and in that game, and here's the thing, and we took it as just a game. Not a lot of us looked at it the way Marshall was. We just looked at it as, oh, there it is. Four touchdown passes in that Jacksonville game in London. The game prior to that may have even been a better game for Caleb Williams in a 36-10 demolishing of the horrible Carolina Panthers. Three touchdowns that day. Or DJ Moore, I believe, had three touchdown catches that day.
Sorry for saying Jacksonville. I'm just so used to them playing in London. Yeah,
all good.
It was a very bad Panthers team, who's also not as bad now.
They're not as bad now. But even before that, Bears were riding high on a ramp, win over the Rams. And I believe that was on the road, right?
No Puka Nacua, no Cooper Kupp. I just want to point that out.
Let me tell you, how many times did I last year say to myself and to you guys, and I'd be like, how'd they beat the Rams? And it was injuries, but still.
Fair enough.
Still.
Yeah, it's true.
But they beat the Rams.
Swifty.
So you're like, oh, everything's great.
And then how about that the Indianapolis game, you look at the numbers for Caleb Williams, 363 yards last year, but he threw the ball 52 times. Remember that game? I think that was the Doug Kramer game too, if I'm not mistaken. Or some Matt Eberflus breakdown on the sideline. But the point is, I go back and the vibes were kind of similar now to what they were last year in terms of, and it was different because we were feeling Caleb at this moment.
That
last
was it.
Year.
It was the rookie season, and we're like, oh, they're starting to gel, or is he starting to, is the offense starting to take shape? So that said, let's listen to Caleb Williams about this year's 4-2 versus last year.
I would say similar in a way, obviously, just because you're 4-2 and, you know, you got things rolling. But I think at this moment, I think what I said recently or just a minute ago is the living in the known of, you know, if we do the right things throughout the week, if we practice the right ways, if we, if we do enough studying, if we watch enough film, if we do all the right things, we got the coaches, we got the players, we got the belief in each other, coaches, everybody inside that building, that we will, you know, come out with a win. And, I think that's the difference.
What is living in the known, by the way?
Oh, he talked about that. I thought that was a really good point when he talked about practicing during the week and knowing that you are going to beat a team. Being confident enough in your practice and in the results of the plays that you're running on both sides of the ball, where the execution is good enough to where you know you've got this. And then he compared it also after the game to weeks where they hadn't practiced, where you're going, we're going to have to play perfect in order to have a chance. So that's what he meant. That was also really insightful out of him. So that's that reference.
That sounds more like a daily affirmation to me. That's what it, you're good enough, you're strong enough, and doggone it, people like you, and you're going to win. You just keep telling yourself you're going to win. Is that pretty close, Layla?
No, I think it's known. Do you remember when, like, for example, Nick Foles famously said he knew we couldn't block this. Like, he knew, he was like, this play isn't going to work. I think, even though they won't tell us, that there are times where during the week that happens in practice where they're like, oh, we're going to have to overcome a lot if we want to win this game. And he's saying that this is the opposite of that, like, where you know we've got this. Mm.
Okay, so let's talk about why it is like last year. Okay.
Uh-oh. Here comes Dark Cloud, Marshall Harris.
We were getting too philosophical.
The team.
No, I think that's a discussion worth examining.
I think it's silly, but go ahead.
No, I don't think it's silly at all, but I just want to get to the bare bones of this.
Bear.
The teams that the Bears have beaten this season, only one of them have a winning record. That would be the Detroit Lions. Okay? When you look back at last year and the teams that they beat to start last year, mm-hmm. only two of them ended up with a winning record. That would be the Texans, who they lost to, and the Rams, who they beat, but again, were severely hampered by injuries. Okay? When you look at the teams that they've beaten this year, tell me how many of those teams you believe will be in the playoffs this year.
Okay.
That's kind of the issue.
The next couple weeks on the schedule look like that, you know?
Well, no. I'm not saying you shouldn't just take the wins as they come, but what I'm saying is when you look at the 4-2s and compare them side by side, my issue is this. They lost to that Texans team. They got obviously lost to that Detroit team. But really, the Detroit team is the only team I can be like, yeah, that team's going to the playoffs. The other teams, maybe the Cowboys will go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. No.
We know.
Maybe. I guess because of Dak. Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, Washington, they're 3-1.
Washington will get their stuff together. I know they are.
I don't know. They just got beat by the Cowboys, and Jaden Daniels is out.
Yeah, that's the thing. The NFC East is open, so you can't say that necessarily the wild card. One of the wild card comes out.
Here's what I know. I know that the Vikings are not going to the playoffs. I know that the Saints are not going to the playoffs. And I know that the Raiders are not going to the playoffs. So that severely hampers what you've done so far this season. And the thing is, part of me is like, yeah, Lamar Jackson, be out so the Bears can continue to pack in wins. But part of me is like, if he plays and they win, that's way more valuable as far as where this team is versus if we see Cooper Rush at quarterback.
I have to read something to you guys here that we were just talking, living in the known portion. Okay. I just got a text message from our great colleague, Chris Emma of 670thescore.com, and he writes to me, "Thanks for reading my column on living in the known, you dingus."
You wrote a whole column on it? I didn't read it either. I feel bad.
Sorry, Chris.
But I will read it now, Chris.
Chris, I love your stuff. I read most of it. I will officially read that during the break. Read Chris Emma.
Some people like Chris Emma. Apparently, you're not one of them.
Yeah,
this is a pillow.
Did he really say dingus?
He did. You want me to read it again?
Yeah,
thanks for reading my column on living in the known, comma, you dingus.
Also, everybody's right. The Rams win was at home. I just was pointing out that they beat the Rams, which now if you look at it,
Layla, I said the error.
I said the Jaguars because I was like, teal team plays away from
dingus is
home.
A good word.
It
I like
is.
Dingus is a great
it's
word.
It's a great word.
Are we even allowed to say it?
I was a little worried, but I was like, these guys will dump me.
Dingus is safe.
I'm just used to being dumped by now. Yeah.
This text from 773 is crazy. On this show, you guys pretend to say something good about a Chicago team, and then y'all follow up with 10 straight negative comments. You guys are an overall reflection of Chicago sports radio, but y'all show is extreme as hell with a negative bull-ish. Yo.
All caps, 95 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Let that person cry themselves to sleep.
But
that's not what we do.
I just spent
5 minutes talking. If you don't want to actually listen, but you're still listening, thanks for listening, I guess.
No, and
but
Mark, are you...
No, that's not what's going on.
I meant to do this yesterday and I forgot.
Mm.
I'm going to...
Your rhymes are not on time.
The Webster's definition of nuance, read that aloud so people can understand what nuance is, because they are struggling with it.
It used to be good to comprehend reading things, and now it's a flex to not. So I, 773, I live in that brain of yours. Tell me how it's going. So we have Patrick Manley coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. A lot to discuss with him because there's still roster concerns when it comes to special teams. The health of Kyler Santos, how are we doing there? Jake Moody was kicking again on Sunday. And of course, we can talk to him about a lot of what we saw communication-wise with the offensive line. So we'll do that next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.